Dradar, Digital Radio Dance Archive, je radijska platforma za razvijanje misli o sodobnem plesu. Shranjuje spomin na videno, spodbuja artikulacijo doživetega in odpira prostor potencialnemu. Igra se s prevodom iz plesnega v radijski medij. Oddaja bo na sporedu to soboto in nedeljo ob 17. in v ponedeljek ob 18. na Radiu Študent.
Produkcijsko platformo Radar podpira MIZKŠ.
Umetnik nikoli ne dela pod idealnimi pogoji. Če bi bili, umetnika ne bi bilo. Obstajati mora nek pritisk. Umetnik obstaja, ker svet ni popoln. Umetnost bi bila nesmiselna, če bi bil svet popoln. Tako je pred desetletji razmišljal o umetnosti Andrej Tarkovski. V današnji oddaji bomo govorili o tem, kakšno mesto zaseda umetnost v družbi danes. Ali je umetnost javno dobro? To pomeni vsem dostopna, javno financirana, zauzemajoč vidno vlogo v javnem življenju. Ali je umetnost luksus? Umetnost se v teh vprašanjih neizogibno preplete z ekonomsko-politično situacijo. O paradoksih umetnosti kot poklica in novih možnih strategijah mišljenja umetnosti, njenega delovanja in produkcije smo se pogovarjali z umetniki z področja uprizoritvenih umetnosti. Ryuzom Fukuharo, Janezom Janšo, Dragano Alfirevič, Gregorjem Kamnikarjem in zaskrbljenima državljanoma Urošem Prahom in Domnom Ograjenškom.
For example, compared to Japan, Japanese theater or dance work, or even normal acting theater work, doesn't have so much grant from the government, and theater facility doesn't have also help from the government, and they just paying by themselves, and then the, of course their cost, where this cost goes, is to the audience and to the artist. And the workers in theater and the theater itself is actually, they don't run minus business, minus income business. So it means the ticket getting higher and higher, and then the artist should work to pay the theater to realize their project. To avoid this the system, so okay, support us. And then this support, for example, now in Slovenia, some performers get some grants from the Ministry of Culture or some other grants or EU grants. The price of the ticket is very getting lower, less than 10 euros. And also artists get the income from the performance and theater also plus, no minus. So I mean the problem is if the government kick culture worker or artist out from their budget, so how to realize our work to keep the lower ticket, and even the artist at least doesn't have to pay to realize the work and also have an income from the performance. It's also connected to the infrastructure, cost of the infrastructure, cost of the simple workers, like cleaning woman or guardian security, and also the cost of the publicity and everything. All this in the capitalism standard prices come on to the realization of the performance. So how to avoid this? How to solve this? This question also the kind of big excuse from the government. Hey, when you think about the necessity of the citizens, the culture work is very low priority. This is all the time that they are putting on the table to argue, to excuse, to cutting the budget. So how to beyond this, how to defeat this kind of the discourse about the necessity or urgency for the life.
Yeah. I'm the operator of my pocket calculator. I'm the operator of my pocket calculator.
About the economy, about artwork, I want to separate two issues. First is for our life, daily life, we have to buy the food and pay the flat and such a thing to build a building and also utilities, everything. This is our basic life. And plus, one more is as artists to want to realize our wish. Performance, dance, theater, something. This is actually separated. But the artist like me, this realization of the work is strongly intimately connected with my life. If I can realize this work, I can survive as life. So, but basically, better to think it's a bit separately, these two issues. And then also to think about you said the art or culture value inside of the capitalism economy, even any kind of showing the value, showing the necessity, something, for my opinion, there's no way to win inside, because the capitalism itself is actually, for me, is not suitable to prove the value of the artwork and culture, because it somehow inherently there exists there against the capitalism system. So probably it's too jumping out, but I want to think about if we think these two issues not separated together, we somehow how to avoid, how to a bit get out from the enemy field, to fight in the enemy field. If you fight in the enemy field, you cannot win against enemy. But if you enemy bring to your field, probably you can have some more possibility to win.
Problem is not like if this is good system or not. This is totally stupid system, because it's not made in order to make our lives worth living. But you have kind of constant production of desire what life could be, and somebody is constantly producing you. And of course, in this kind of conditions and circumstances, art can function only if enters in this regime of producing desire one way or another, in let's say like a positive way or also in a critical way. Both works, you know. So, and my point is the situation for art and culture will not be better by this long culture or that long culture, but before, if the general system, political and social system, is not going to be changed, things will stay more or less the same. And then maybe there will be 10% more money or 10% less money for contemporary dance or I don't know what. But basically, you have a certain regime of practices which are structured according to a general system of power. And general system of power is based on making profit, and that's it. Once we realize, actually, maybe we can first define what is minimum of life for everyone who lives in this society, and then we define that, then we see, okay, in order to achieve this, we have to do this, 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 and this. And maybe we will come to the same. Yeah, we need to make a lot of profit, you know, and then take a collect, and we will be there. But nobody is thinking about this. Or, yeah.
Or the ones that are thinking?
Yeah.
Are they doing anything about it?
No, they are working hard.
But you wanted to say something.
They are working hard, and they've been working hard, like this Chicago School of Economy, or Margaret Thatcher, or...
Of course, I can do something, some job, I can do. I can do something, that's why I have to do something. This is kind of logic of the society. Mm-hmm. When I graduated the university, I couldn't find any interesting job I can do longer. And then I just quitted everything. But I quitted everything, but I could do this work. But I don't need to do. But I wanted, I prefer not to, like a battery, you know? So this is also the, I always remain my problem, you know? And then, okay, some people can do, but can do, and some people can continue to do, but I can't. What can I do? It's very personal, Seveda. But yeah, I want to think about this really bottom point. Mm. Some people cannot do. But I'm so interested in this. You said that to calculate basic bottom cost of the life in the beginning and start from this point to realize or to find a way. This is very interesting. Point of view.
But not only cost, I think also like what you need to be able to live, not only in the in terms of economy, but like in terms of what you...
What is life?
Yeah,
really, like
yeah.
Really basic, very basic definition.
Thank you.
I was thinking very much, for example, the very localized the sponsorship of the artist. For example, not to go to the state, but it's more attached to the small community, like a village or anywhere in a smaller society, and to kind of attach with this society to realize your work. For example, like localize your sponsor, for example. Yeah, first, the artist often has a wrong trap.
Yeah.
Means the artist always apply their situation to the other job, other people. Some people, they try to realize their own wish, their own work, they need a certain system, big system, and they have to be inside of the system as a one piece to realize. But the kind of artwork doesn't have such a big system to be in as a one block of the architecture like this. And this is very different. And also, there's no hierarchy of this job. To be in a one block of the architecture, or I am the house, one house, no block, or something like this. Is no hierarchy. And this is a really, I'm a bit thinking about this independency, about this. And then I'm also, my personal thing, that always I felt if I could leave, not depends on the dance, I'm very happy.
Yeah.
I can get some money from another job without no harm, no pain. I can do this. And then besides, do the dance sometime.
Mm.
That's fine for me.
Yeah.
But
why don't you do this?
Because I couldn't find such a good job besides. The, like 25 years, 28 years after the graduation, I'm like 30 kind of the job I did, a lot, but none of them let me continue, make me feel continue to do this. And but dance, 25 years, no problem. Even no money, I could continue.
One definition of misery could be that you don't have conditions to live, so you have first to create conditions for your life, and then maybe you can also live. And what Dragana was describing is actually how much time you actually use in order to create conditions. Well, this is oriented towards, let's say, professional conditions for art and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the whole system works in that way, that it pushes you to work also in direction of creating conditions for what you want to do or what you want to live, you actually become more and more restricted by the things which normally you think would constitute your life. So people are taking care about your children, people are taking care about cleaning of your place, and so on and so on and so on. It's not, I don't understand your talk in direction of you would be like totally self sufficient and self sustainable, but it's more about this, that you don't have conditions for living, and basically if you don't create them, somebody else has to do it. But we don't live in societies which take this, or they are reducing this moment that somebody else would do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that you would have welfare system, or that you would have rich people who would have soul so open and so on, you know. So that's why I'm in I'm insisting, what is the change? Change is a radical redefinition of how society should be.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Black letters on a dead end sign. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh
pač vsaka družba mora zmeraj znova, vsaka generacija vsake družbe mora zmeraj znova zase redefinirati po moje, kakšen je njen odnos do skupnih dobrin, ne? Ena, katera je pač umetnost. Ne? Znašli smo se procesu, ki jasno kaže, v katero smer gre, ne? Ta japonski scenarij. Pač se pa, če ostanemo pri tem družbenem sistemu, potem ja, je vprašanje, ali je vse plačljivo, ne? In bomo pač vse plačevali in kdo bo komu plačeval, pa se pač ne. Preprosto se morate zmeniti potrošnik in ponudnik. Ne? In to je to. In se organizira v neke oblike, v kateri ne, sam umetnik recimo ne vsega svojega časa porabil za kulturni management, ne? Ampak prav tudi dela. Ne? To je bila ena oblika. Ne? Druga oblika je, pač rečeš, ok, vzameš umetnost delno iz finančnega sistema, ne? Tudi to je možno. Ne? Si, potem je seveda vprašanje, kako zagotoviti dohodek, ne? Za preživetje. Ne? Ampak recimo od same proizvodne umetnosti, ne? Je lahko to vprašanje tudi ločeno. Ne? Ne? Zdaj, ali kot umetnik pristaneš na to, ne? Da finančno vprašanje stotno, v veliki meri, ne? Pliva na tvojo delo kot umetnik.
Mm-hmm.
To je bistveno v vseh teh debatah, po moje.
Ja.
Do katere mere boš to dopustil. Ne? In kako boš s tem handlal, če boš to dopustil? Ne? Boš to tematiziral, boš to ignoriral ali ne? Dost se dogaja recimo tega zdaj, ne, pač, ker je pač ta institucionalna teorija umetnosti vse prisotna, ne, in gre res in vsak umetnik ga je strah za lastno eksistenco in potem je vse skupaj prežeto s tem, s to problematiko. Ne. Vsi se preprašujejo o tem, vse na vseh ravneh, tako vidi dve, ne, pač je govor predvsem o tem, kak zdaj znano, ne. Ampak je hecno, ali ni, ne, da je umetnost naenkrat postala pretežno to. In tu meni, tu bi jaz diagnosticiral, da je očitno, smo na točki, ravno tej točki, ki sem prej rekel, na kateri mora naša generacija preprosto na novo definirati, kaj za nas umetnost je in ne, na kak način že jo želimo ne, v družbi videti realizirano. Ne. Tu so največ, pač mora tu narediti umetniki, ne, sami. V tem smislu, ja, mora postati politično, kjer še ni. Ampak zares politična, po mojem, da bo lahko moček malo nepolitična, ne, pa delala, kar ji paše, spet. Ampak to velja za vse nivoje našega življenja trenutno, ne. To je od izobraževanja do osebnih odnosov, do ljubezni konc koncev, ne. Ta biopolitična roka zlagane svobode pod vplivom kapitala sega v vse pore, ne. Predvsem ne smemo paziti v situacijo, v kateri se samo na stare koncepte naslanjamo, pa ne premišljujemo, kakšne bi lahko bili novi. Ne. Ker to se mi zdi, da se v večinu časa dogaja. No. Tako kot večina odgovorov. Ne. Umetnik mora imeti, vsak človek mora imeti svobodo, da kot svojo eksistencialno nujo izraža samega sebe. Kako ne. Že samo ta definicija umetnost kot izražanje je problematična, pa zastarela, a veš. Kaj pa izraža umetnost, ne? Izraz česa je, ne? Je čustev, a kaj, mislim, veš, ne? So zelo stari koncepti, ne? In če lahko pristanemo na nje, ampak jih moramo na novo predeliti, kaj pomeni za našo sodobnost, ne? Tako da zaenkrat vprašanje, če čisto grem na vprašanje, ali je luksus, ali ni luksus, ne vem. Mi se bomo odločili, ali.
Je problem je ravno to, ja. Torej, umetnost v bistvu ne pade v to kategorijo poklica, ne? In kot taka ni smatrana kot delo in ne more biti v bistvu plačana za tega, ker tudi ne proizvaja stvari, ki bi bile na ta način izmerljive. Ne? In tako kot si ti prej rekel, se mi zdi, da je res potrebno, da se povdari ta ustvarjalnost in da se začne razmišljati o novih konceptih, ki bodo šele dale mesto umetnosti in mesto tudi drugim področjem, kot so filozofija in podobno, ki so na v podobni situaciji, ne?
Ja, ampak kaj bi jaz mogel, če bi to, kaj si na začetku povedal, ne, se ne bi strinjal. Ne bi rekel, da je umetnost ni smatrana poklic, ravno zato, ker je umetnost smatran kot poklic in samo kot poklic in nič presežnega, ne, od poklica, ne, nič, kar bi umetnost razločevalo od drugih poklicov, ne. Mora umetnost sama proizvesti svoj trg, sama proizvesti svoje dobrine in se sama organizirati, zato da bi lahko preživela.
Mislim, da je še nekaj bolj paradoksalnega in sicer, ker je to dvoje hkrati nekako se zgodi. A veš, in to je, ne, si umetnik in je to tvoj poklic, umetnost je lahko poklicna, ne. Če je, se pravi, more dokazati nek svoj taj ekonomski kaj, value, ne. A po drugi strani pa je še vsem to, umetnost neodvisna od tega, ali pa ne bi bila neodvisna od tega, ne.
Je res, ja. A veš, to je
problem,
ja, kratiš,
ja. Ja. Ker se smatra, ne, ampak sama po sebi pa ni, ne. Še posebej pa je to problem zaradi tega, ker pa nimamo ničesar drugega, ko delo in prosti čas, ne. In tu jaz vidim problem, ne. Da je treba na tem delati, ne, da se malo te oblike tudi razvijajo, zaradi tega, ker ok, čeprav se zdi, da je to zgolj nek problem besed, ne, se mi zdi, da ima zelo jasne posledice tudi v našem vsakdanjem življenju, ne. Ker gledamo na ta način na svet, ne, in potem razmišljamo sam znotraj tega okvirja, ne. In so nam določeni problemi, ki bi imeli rešitev sicer, ne, tako popolnoma nerešljivi, ne, zaradi teh nekih konceptualnih okvirjev. Mogoče ustvariti kak nov koncept oziroma preurediti samo strukturo med njimi, pač umetnost in filozofija sta, ampak v tem sistemu nimata svojega mesta.
Ja, mesto je v bistvu razcepljeno, tukaj smo prej rekli, ko smo te videli, da si ti pa jaz, mislim, dva nasprotne stvari, ki obe krati držita povedala, ne. na strani proizvodnje umetnosti je delo, na strani konsumpcije umetnosti je prosti čas. Ne. V bistvu je razcepljen med ta dva. Ne.
Mm.
Ne. Tal predstavlja kot edino merilo vrednotenja. Vsi ostali moralni kriteriji so odpadli. In na tej točki jasno, ne. Pač imaš prav tako, kot imaš stanje. Ne. To, kar se da tržiti, to je vredno, vse ostalo. In tu, ne, tu je treba se proti postaviti. Ne. Tu je treba reči, pač ne, ni edino merilo in ne more biti edino merilo. Ne. In naša naloga kot posameznikov, ki se vključimo v skupine, je, da v skupinah redefiniramo to, kar so druga merila. Ne. Nova merila. Nujno se je povezati v skupine. Ker sistem je nastavljen v, ne samo v individualnost kot potrošnjo, ampak v tudi v individualnost kot proizvodnjo. Ne.
Mm.
Ne. In na tej točki ne, te v bistvu prisili v to, da so svojo energijo usmeriš v ohranjanje svojega bivanja. Ne. Zato, ker če imaš ti SP, ali če si samo zaposlen v kulturi, potem boš dejansko večino svojega časa prav zato, da boš sploh nakrampal skupaj denar. Ne.
Ne. Ali kot recimo ja še treče, ustvaril pogoje za to, da boš sploh
nekaj delovali. Zakaj biti, ne, mislim, idiotsko je to početi sam, ne, zato ker če se organiziraš že eno majhno skupino, ne, bo lahko tam nekdo, ki bo za to skrpel, ne, da boste tam, ki bo sodno skrpel sam za to, da boste vsi ostali lahko delali, imeli denar in bo on poskrbil, da bo denara toliko, če boste uspešni kot skupina, da bo še on od tega plačal. Računovodki.
Pa se na nek način to so neodvisni zavodi, ali
seveda,
so se pred 20-timi, 30-timi, mogoče 40-timi leti sprav v prehodu, ne, v novo državo, se je to zbudilo, ne? A veš, to so se formirale te skupine.
Ampak zdaj pešejo, ne?
Zdaj pa pešejo.
Zakaj? Zato, ker se jim subvencije odtegnene. Zato, ker niso, one so delovale zelo močno subvencionirane skozi leta, ne? So se navadila na to, ne? Da so subvencionirali. Ne. Zdaj pa jim ti subvencije odtegneš in enkrat mora preživeti. In ena za drugo zapirajo. Ne. Veš. In zdaj v tej situaciji, ne, si ti v nek totalni individualizem potisnjen. Ne. Zdaj ne smeš pristati, ampak se moraš na novo organizirati skupine, ne, da boš sploh lahko delal.
Draga poslušalka, dragi poslušalec, bil umetnik ali ne, ponovno te pozivamo k kolektivni realizaciji nerealiziranega projekta. Imenovali ga bomo kar Occupy Theater, v duhu vsesplošnega družbeno-političnega ozračja. Pozivamo te torej k okupaciji gledaliških prostorov, kjer bomo kot gledalci praznega prostora napolnili prostor z željo po gledališkem dogodku in ga na tej podlagi so ustvarili. Brez ustvarjalca ni predstave, brez gledalca jo je še manj. V tem trenutku si poslušalec. Dradar te vabi, da se s celim svojim telesom pojaviš dne 16.1.2013 in ob 18.00 pred gledališčem Glej. Oddajo Dradar sta pripravili Teja Reba in Nataša Živković.
Drada!
Radar, Digital Radio Dance Archive, je radijska platforma za razvijanje misli o sodobnem plesu. Shranjuje spomin na videno, spodbuja artikulacijo doživetega in odpira prostor potencialnemu. Igra se s prevodom iz plesnega v radijski medij. Oddaja bo na sporedu to soboto in nedeljo ob 17. in v ponedeljek ob 18. na Radiu Študent.
Produkcijsko platformo Radar podpira MIZKŠ.